For Father's Day this weekend, a conversation now between a father and his oldest son from StoryCorps. Jim Colbert went through a divorce in the late 1980s, and he started raising his three boys alone. His oldest son, Elton, now a grown man, asked his dad about the early days of being a single parent.
When the separation occurred, I was 13, and being the oldest, I think it kind of hit me the hardest. How did it hit you when you found out that you were going to get sole custody?
It was a huge change in my life. At that time, I'd been, spending time with you, but not being the sole provider of everything, from cooking to cleaning, and it sure gave me a whole new appreciation for single moms. I think that first month I probably hot-dogged and hamburgered you guys to death, and I remember one of you saying, "Please, Dad, anything but hot dogs or hamburgers. We'll eat cereal." And I went, "Cereal? Jeez, I wish you'd told me that earlier."
Yeah, I'm sure. You didn't grow up in the same kind of atmosphere. Can you tell me some of the things that lacked in your relationship with your father that you tried to instill in us?
My dad and my mom got divorced when I was 3. I lived with my dad, and I don't ever remember my dad telling me he loved me. I don't ever remember my dad giving me a hug. I do remember my dad being super critical. If you didn't do something the way he wanted it, you got pounded. And so I decided that if I ever had kids, I was going to have it differently. I was going to tell them how much I loved them, and I was going to hug them and spend time with them and make them feel special. So that's what I tried to do.
You accomplished that. We are a result of that love. So thank you for making that effort.
Well, thank you. I don't think there's a higher calling that a man could have than to be a dad.
Jim Colbert with his oldest son, Elton, in Reno, Nevada. Their conversation and all the others will be archived at the Library of Congress. Subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.